We are now going to go ahead and begin our post-race media availabilities with our race-winning crew chief, Ben Bajor. And congratulations.
Thank you.
Can you go ahead and just take us through this afternoon's race and win?
Yeah, so it's a long race. It was all about tire management there at the end. The 18, our teammate Riley Herbst, seemed to have a better long run car. We seemed to have a short run car. Luckily, on that last run, we were able to build a big enough lead where he kind of fended him off there at the end when he sort of had a speed advantage on us. And Harrison did a great job picking his way through lap traffic and able to get the checkered flag first.
Awesome. We'll go ahead and open up to media. If you have a question, please raise your hand and we'll get a mic over to you. We'll go to Bob over here to the right.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. I have two. The first is, what's it like for you to take a young driver to victory lane as opposed to Kyle Busch?
A win feels the same as a win did last year. you know, Harrison's a rookie, but he's good. You know, we saw a lot of his talent last year. It doesn't feel like a rookie win. It doesn't feel like, you know, we sort of shocked the series or anything. We fully expected him to come out and compete for wins every week. So I don't think it feels much different than last year. We got high expectations for this year. Obviously, with the big three leaving and Kyle not there, there's a huge void in sort of competitors. So we wanted to be one of those guys that steps up and grabs a couple wins.
And I know JGR thinks highly of you. Did you have any aspirations or thoughts that you might be looked at for the 19 Cup car when that opening came up? And kind of what was your feeling about kind of sticking in Xfinity and working with a young driver?
Yeah, we had some talks. I'm not going to get into the details of all those discussions, but I'm really happy to work with Harrison and really looking forward to this year and getting as many wins as we can and being there at Phoenix at the end of the year.
I believe we have a question up in the press box.
Wolfgang Monzer from Germany, Rennsport Press Agency. First of all, congratulations. Earlier today, Clint Boyer said after the qualifying, when the sun came out, the car was very loose. Did you have the same experience with Harrison's car?
Actually, at the start of the race, we were fighting the opposite. We were tight for, I don't know, till like lap 70, about the halfway point of the race, and then we were making some adjustments to try to get some more front grip in the car, and those seemed to be working at least on the front side of a run. And then the track did go loose towards the end, so we sort of had to undo some of the stuff we did earlier. We were definitely chasing the track today, and the conditions were quite a bit different than practice, with it yesterday being 82 degrees and the wind was a little bit different direction. Today, sort of sun in and out, but like 12 degrees or 14 degrees cooler. It was quite a bit different on the handling.
Are there any additional questions? All right. Thanks, Ben. Congratulations.
Thank you.